Welcome to Be My Guest with your hostess, Charlotte Cosden. Be My Guest is an innovative and informative program that will familiarize you with local ministries or businesses as a means of serving our listening audience, as well as give the directors of these worth-mentioning services the opportunity to answer your related questions. And now, here's Charlotte.
What do you do the next time a Jehovah's Witness is at your door? Good afternoon. This is Charlotte Cosden. You're on Be My Guest. And with us in the studio today is Fran Sankey. He is the director to Tower to Truth Ministries. Fran, so nice to have you with us today.
Nice to be on, Charlotte.
Yes. So what is Tower to Truth Ministries?
Tower to Truth Ministries is an apologetic counter-cult ministry. And our aim is to reach people who are trapped in religious cults and to bring them out of the cult into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes, such an important ministry. So what does counter-cult mean?
Yeah, counter-cult means that we counteract the unbiblical and dangerous beliefs of a cult. And we do this several ways. We do it by, number one, exposing the cult's false teachings.
Mm-hmm.
We warn and educate people about the cult's dangers. We try to prevent people from joining, and we also attempt to lead people who are active in the cult out of the cult into Christ. And, you know, I want to say right up front that Tower to Truth Ministries, we love cultists. We are not against people and cults.
Yes.
We are against their theology, however.
That's right.
Many people in cults are hardworking people. They try to be moral.
Mm-hmm.
They have good family values. The Mormons are a very good example of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're very devoted and very sincere about what they believe. Many are even willing to die for it.
Yes.
However, the Bible says that we can be sincere, but be sincerely wrong.
That's right.
Proverbs 14:12 said, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death."
Yes.
Many people think that, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons coming to their door are just these evil people who are trying to, you know, destroy their faith in God. And, you know, nothing can be further from the truth. These people sincerely believe that they have the truth and they want you to have the truth also.
You couldn't have said it better. I mean, it's so crystal clear, really. And you know what? It's not, I sense, Fran, you not just teach people about cults to warn Christians, you know, other people, but you care about people.
Absolutely.
That's what
that's
I
That's why we're in ministry.
Yes. That's right. And when did Tower to Truth start, and tell us how it started?
Well, officially it started about the year 2000. However, it really started before that. It started with street witnessing to Jehovah's Witnesses.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I got saved in 1994.
Okay.
And a couple years after I got saved, I always had a habit of running into Jehovah's Witnesses. No matter where I went, they were there.
How about that?
And I found out that they're tough cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have answers to your questions, and they are hard to witness to. So I went home and I read up on them. I found out about their doctrine. I found out what makes them tick, and how to reach them.
Mm-hmm.
We started with a 24-hour recorded phone message for Jehovah's Witnesses. We used to advertise it in local papers in the classified section, and Jehovah's Witnesses could call in private, hear a message, and at the end they had an opportunity to request information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. So what's a cult? If somebody asks you, you know, Fran, what is a cult?
Yeah, a cult is a group of people centered around someone's interpretation of the Bible.
Okay.
A non-Christian cult claims to be Christian but denies one or more of the essential teachings of Christianity.
Okay.
Now, the essential teachings are those doctrines that are fundamental, necessary, and inseparable to biblical Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Charlotte, if my church teaches that the rapture is going to happen before the tribulation, and your church teaches that the rapture is going to happen in the middle of the tribulation, does that mean that one of our churches is a cult?
No.
No, of course not. These are non-essential issues that we're talking about. Speaking in tongues, the mode of baptism, how often you take the Lord's Supper.
Right.
Essential teachings are the Trinity, that there is one God who is manifested in three co-equal, co-eternal persons.
Okay.
the deity of Christ, the deity of the Holy Spirit, the virgin birth, the bodily resurrection. How about salvation by grace through faith apart from works?
Mm-hmm.
These are all essential teachings that are inseparable to biblical Christianity.
I see. Okay. And there's one central theme of deception that makes it a cult, correct?
Right. Well, they would deny one or more of those essential teachings.
Truths, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Now, what cults does Tower of Truth deal with?
Mostly Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. However, if you go to our website at towertotruth.net, you'll find some information on Seventh-day Adventism. You'll find information on Christian Science.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have any information, we can find out for you or lead you to people who do have ministries to that specific cult or aberrant teaching.
Okay. I've been to your site, so I know.
Okay.
I want everybody to check out your site, you know. Help at towertotruth.net. You got to check this site out. Now, what are some doctrinal teachings, Fran, that separate Jehovah's Witness and Mormons from Orthodox Christianity?
Well, Mormonism actually teaches that there are many gods. They teach that our God was not always God, but was once a man, just like us.
Okay.
They teach that God lived on another planet and progressed to godhood by obeying the laws of Mormonism. By the way, just like we can, they teach.
Okay.
There's a doctrine they teach called the law of eternal progression, where men can actually become gods.
Mm-hmm.
God, they teach, is now an exalted man with a body of flesh and bones who lives in heaven with his heavenly wives and procreates spirit babies who later come to earth as humans.
That's Mormonism.
Now, they also teach about Jesus. They teach that Jesus is not God as we know him, the second person of the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
But they teach that Jesus is the first spirit child begotten in heaven by God and one of God's wives. When it was time for Jesus to come to this world to redeem man from sin, God came to earth, married the Virgin Mary, and had sexual relations with her to produce the baby Jesus.
Okay.
They teach that Jesus grew up, married Mary, Martha, and Mary Magdalene, and paid for our sins in the Garden of Gethsemane before being crucified.
Wow.
Now, if you believe in that Jesus, we want to talk to you after this interview.
Really, you know?
Yeah.
Jeez, I didn't even realize all that.
Yeah.
Really.
I'm
becoming educated as you speak.
Yeah. That's the Mormons. The Jehovah's Witnesses, they teach that God is Jehovah, the Father only.
Right.
They do not believe in the Trinity.
Right.
That's a mark of a cult to deny the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
They teach that Jesus is actually a created being, Michael the Archangel.
Right.
They teach that Jesus did not die on a cross, but on an upright stake, to pay for Adam's transgression, that is original sin, not personal sin. They teach that Jesus did not rise from the dead in his body, but as an invisible spirit.
Okay.
And he ascended back to heaven and returned invisibly in 1914 to reestablish God's kingdom on earth.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you believe in that Jesus, I want to talk to you after the interview.
Really? Yeah. So how does Tower of Truth reach the public?
A few different ways. One, we have a website at towertotruth.net. We have articles on our website about specific teachings of cults and how to respond to these teachings biblically. By the way, all of our articles are printer friendly, so if you go on our site and you like an article, you can very easily print it out without any background or icons or things like that.
Okay.
We have personal testimonies of former Jehovah's Witnesses and former Mormons who have become Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We have witnessing tips for Christians to use for Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. And this is a big popular link on our site. We have a lot of hits on our witnessing tips.
Okay, excuse me one second. Don't lose your thought. But I have a question, Fran.
Okay.
So it's really important for Christians to know what these cults believe in before you can even attempt to witness to them, right? It's not like just opening the Word and saying, well, this is what the Word says. You got to know what they believe, correct? And that's your ministry.
Yeah, it greatly helps to know what they believe, sure.
Yes.
You know what you're fighting against. You know what you're dealing with. Right. You have time to prepare to see what
the
Bible says.
So that's a major part of your ministry.
Absolutely,
correct.
To educate.
That's why you go into churches, teach seminars.
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
That's another part of our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We do teaching seminars.
Mm-hmm.
We teach in churches. We can teach in home Bible studies, men's retreats, Sunday school. And what we do in these these teaching seminars is we train Christians on the teachings and dangers of cults and how to reach out and witness to cultists in a loving, non-argumentative way.
Right.
We're not out to win arguments. Okay?
Exactly.
Right. We're out to save souls. There's a difference between witnessing and debating.
Mm.
Okay. When you debate, you're trying to win an argument.
Exactly.
When you witness, you're trying to lead that person to the Jesus Christ that you know, the Jesus that can save them.
Yes, yes. So what are your seminar teachings like?
Two of the most popular ones. The first one is called Uncovering a Counterfeit Gospel. It's our basic intro to cults and the importance of spiritual discernment. Mm-hmm. It's centered on 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where Paul was concerned for the Corinthians that they might believe in another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel that he did not preach about. The goal of Uncovering a Counterfeit Gospel is basically to create an awareness of all the spiritual deception out there. Mm-hmm. And we examine a general overview of the more popular, prominent non-Christian cults. And I do a little show and tell.
Mm.
I bring a Watchtower magazine and an Awake magazine, a Book of Mormon.
Okay. So you have churches invite you to come in to do these seminars. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So we want your church, if you're out there listening, we want you to contact your pastor or, you know, the head of whatever ministry, Bible studies, superintendent of Sunday school, whatever. You know, I guess you'd start at the pastor, right? And have them check out the site here, www.towertotruth.net. This is how, you know, we become educated. The pastor doesn't do it all on a Sunday morning.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
That
it's
is correct.
Just, these are special teachings of God's anointed people with different giftings and ministries in the body of Christ.
Correct.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Now, is there a charge for these presentations?
No. No, there is no charge for these presentations. You know, we can't reach all the cultists out there. I would love to. I'd love to be able to do it 24/7, but we can't. We want to equip you to be able to do it. And, you know, you don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to be a cult expert to reach people in cults.
That's right.
If you have a heart for people, that's all you need.
Passion.
If you have a willing heart and you love them enough to share the truth, God will work through you. And contrary to popular belief, cultists do get saved. They really, really do.
Well, you said you had testimonies on your site,
too. Yeah, and every year, Tower to Truth goes to a Blue Mountain Christian retreat for the Witnesses Now for Jesus Convention in October. And up there is hundreds of Jehovah's Witnesses, former Jehovah's Witnesses, who are now Christians. There's some former Mormons up there.
Okay.
And it's wonderful.
Okay, Fran, the one you teach is called Uncovering, it's taken from 2 Corinthians 11, just repeat that
one. Yeah, Uncovering a Counterfeit Gospel.
That's one of the seminars that Fran Sankey teaches. What was the other one?
The other one's called Who's That Knocking at My Door?
Okay.
And this is kind of like the nuts and bolts, how to witness to a Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
I go through some practical tips.
Are these one-day seminars?
Yeah, both of them are about 45 minutes to an hour in length, and I do a Q&A. At the end for people to ask questions. By the way, Who's That Knocking on My Door? You can hear it on my website. Just go to towertotruth.net, click on audio, and you'll see my name with this this teaching. You can listen to it online.
Okay. Now, if you just tuned in, this is Charlotte Cosden. You're on Be My Guest. I am interviewing Fran Sankey. He is the director of Tower to Truth, and you can check out that website again, towertotruth.net. You can also email Fran after we go off the air today at help@towertotruth.net. That's help@towertotruth.net. And I have a question. Fran, why do people join cults?
That's a good question. Before I tell you why they do join, I want to say this, that no one ever joined a cult by reading the Bible. If you gave someone who never read the Bible a Bible and you said, you know, read this, I'll come back in 6 months, they would never come to the conclusion that Jesus is the Archangel Michael, like the Jehovah's Witnesses teach. They would never come to the conclusion that God is an exalted man, like the Mormons teach, or that that sickness and disease is erroneous thinking, like the Christian Scientists teach.
Okay.
So really, the best vaccination against falling into a cult is to know the truth.
Yes.
Now, they join for several reasons. People join cults. Number one, people are born into it.
Okay.
There's a lot of Mormon missionaries who are around Delaware County, Philadelphia, New Jersey, who are from Salt Lake City. Many of them were born Mormons, okay, and they know nothing else.
Mm-hmm. So do you think people fear talking with these cults because they
absolutely
feel they're not educated and they really
yes,
they
absolutely
feel intimidated?
People
by
are very intimidated because they come to your door and they seem like they have it all together. They have answers to your questions.
Yes.
So I know a lot of people, they would like to talk to them, but they might mm-hmm. have had an encounter and they okay. they didn't know what to do and they mm-hmm. you know, they felt embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
So they turned them away.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, why are people in cults so hard to witness to?
Well, people are hard to witness to in cults. Number one, there's a communication problem
mm-hmm.
when you're dealing with people in cults. Cultists use the same exact words that Christians use, but there's a completely different meaning associated with
okay.
that. For instance, we just heard how the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses talk about Jesus, but it's a radically different Jesus the one, mm-hmm. than the one we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the Mormon Church teaches that hell is not a place of conscious everlasting punishment, which Christianity teaches. But
right.
to the Mormon Church, to a Mormon, hell is not eternal, but it's a temporary holding cell where men have a second chance to accept Mormonism in the afterlife and progress into a low-level heaven.
Is that right?
Yes. Now, salvation to a Mormon is exaltation to godhood.
Okay.
And salvation to a Jehovah's Witness is living forever on a restored paradise earth.
Mm.
One time a friend of mine called me, and he said, "Fran, there's Mormons on my street, and they're coming this way. What do I do? What do I say?"
Mm.
So I said, "Oh, well, just witness to them. You know, give them your testimony." And he
mm-hmm.
said, "Should I ask them if they believe Jesus is God?" And I said, "No, don't ask them if they believe Jesus is God. Ask them if they believe that Jesus is Almighty God, equal to the Father, without beginning or end." You see, that's a specific mm. Jesus.
How?
Yeah. I wanted to mention a few things that we kind of glossed over. The main reason why people join cults is they're biblically illiterate.
Okay.
People are deceived into believing a lie. You know, the cults, like I said, they come to their door. They seem to be moral. They seem to be upstanding.
Mm-hmm.
They're friendly people.
Mm-hmm.
And people fall for the counterfeit because they don't know the real.
Right.
People in banks, they train them to recognize a counterfeit bill by showing them
the real
bill.
Right.
That's right. So they
mm-hmm.
become so familiar with what a $20 bill looks
okay.
like, what a $50 looks
right.
like. You know, it has this mark, it has that mark, that when they see a counterfeit, they can spot it a mile away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. Do you know where most people in cults come from? I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think, well, they're probably, you know, former atheists or former drug addicts or prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that between 70 to 80% of all cultists come from Protestant churches?
I was going to say, church people.
Church people.
But they're still on a search?
Well,
for truth?
I think that the church is doing a lot of good things,
mm-hmm.
but the church is really failing to reach people in cults.
Why?
And they're not teaching about cults. They're not teaching doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
They're not teaching about the dangers of Mormonism, the dangers of Jehovah's Witnesses, of Christian Science.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not training their sheep. They're not equipping the people to be ready to defend their faith.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might say, you know, well, you know, my church, we're not going to be going out there looking for cults like you guys do, so I don't have to do that.
Right.
But, you know, what did Jesus say? He said, "Beware of false prophets who
That's
come
right.
to you
mm-hmm.
in sheep's clothing,
mm-hmm.
who come to you mm-hmm. on Saturday and Sunday morning, knocking at your door at inconvenient times."
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus was talking about.
How true.
Yeah.
So, Fran, why do Christians do wrong, or what do they do wrong, like, when they're witnessing to a cultist?
Well, one thing we talked about is they confuse debating with witnessing. They argue instead of witnessing, and they play
yeah.
Bible ping pong. I used to always play Bible ping pong with a Jehovah's Witness. It kind of goes like this. You give them a verse, they give you a verse.
Mm-hmm.
You give them a verse, and they give you a verse, and you go back and forth,
right.
back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You win some points, they win some points, but in the end, nobody wins at all, and you get very frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Another thing that Christians do wrong is we talked about the communication problem. They don't define the terms. Okay, we're talking about Jesus. Who is Jesus to you? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're talking about heaven. What do you mean by heaven? This is what I believe heaven means. What do you believe heaven means? Some people put cultists down.
Okay.
They act very arrogantly towards them. They tell them they're in a cult. They view them as the enemy, but you know,
well, they just lost them right there.
They lost them. That's right. Really. They just broke communication. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. They just turned them right off. Another thing they do is they play the teacher and not the student.
Okay.
That's one thing that we teach.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Jehovah's Witnesses are trained to be the teachers and the leaders when they speak to you.
Mm.
If you begin to preach to them and exegete John 1:1, they're going to turn you off.
Yes.
So we ask questions to them usually. And on my website, I have an article under our witnessing tips called 30 Questions to Get a Jehovah's Witness to Think, and also 50 Questions for a Mormon.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's kind of what Christianity does wrong when they witness to cultists.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody might hit you with this.
Okay.
I'm sure they have already. What about the verse that says, you know, not to welcome them, open your door to them?
Yeah, I believe that's 2 John 10.
Right. How do you respond to that?
I've researched that. In the early church, teachers used to go around and people used to lodge them.
Okay.
They used to give them hospitality. They used to stay at their houses when they were traveling and teaching.
Okay.
I believe that is what that text is talking about.
Okay.
It's not about talking about letting someone in to witness to them.
Right.
It's about supporting their ministry.
Gotcha. So you're okay with that?
Yes,
opening
I am.
The door.
I am, and there's people on who agree with me. There's very good, John MacArthur agrees with me. There's several people who do.
Okay.
So I do have support.
Good. Okay. Now, what are some ways Tower to Truth teaches to help Christians witness effectively to Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, anybody in a cult. Number one, show them love. Show them that you care about them. You know, there's a saying that says people don't care what you know until they know that you care.
You
know, Jehovah's Witnesses are told that so-called Christians are going to slam the door on them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to yell at them. I've heard ex-Jehovah's Witnesses say that when they were out knocking on doors, they had dogs sicked on them. They had, you know, hoses squirted at them. They've had magazines ripped up in front of them.
Wow.
So you have to show them love. Show interest in them as a person. Show your Christianity to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Call that number today. Can I give you a number? Contact number.
Sure.
For Fran Sankey, Tower to Truth Ministries. Here it is, 610-513-5525. To invite Fran Sankey to come to your local church to do a seminar, to educate, to send you materials, whatever it is, if you have questions. 610-513-5525, or go to www.towertotruth.net, or you can email Fran at help@towertotruth.net.
Yeah, a few other things that we can do when cultists come to our door. If you're not equipped biblically, you can always give your testimony. I always try to give my testimony to a Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
I stress the assurance of my salvation. I stress that I have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I stress that I have forgiveness for all my sins, past, present, and future, because a cultist does not have that.
Right.
Also, when a cultist comes, you know, pray that the Holy Spirit would open up their minds, would open up their eyes. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says that the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. They're spiritually discerned. That's right. They're foolishness to him.
Yes, yes.
Another thing I mentioned is to ask thought-provoking questions. For example, you might ask a Jehovah's Witness, if Jesus is now the Archangel Michael, why does 1 Timothy 2:5 say that the mediator between God and men is the man, Christ Jesus, and not the spirit, Michael the Archangel? Or, as I mentioned, that Jehovah's Witnesses are taught that Jesus rose from the dead invisibly as an invisible spirit. You could say, you know, if Jesus was resurrected as an invisible spirit, like you're taught, you know, why did Jesus say he was going to raise his physical body from the dead in John chapter 2? That's verses 19 to 22. So you ask questions. Let them answer. Plant seeds.
Okay. Now, Fran, can you share any examples of success of Tower to Truth?
Sure. We know of about for Jehovah's Witnesses who have come to Christ mm-hmm. so far. I don't take credit for that. God did the work. Mm-hmm. Okay, He used us. Praise the Lord. We know of about four. We have many emails where Christians used our material, mm-hmm. used our witnessing tips to effectively plant seeds mm-hmm. into a cultist life. And you have to remember, the counter-cult ministry is not a ministry where you see fruit every day.
That's right.
You know, it's tough.
I'm sure. That's right. Yeah.
You have to settle on...
I could imagine.
Yeah, you have mm-hmm. to settle on just plant seeds. Just plant seeds with these people.
That's right. Now, apart from doctrine, are there any other common characteristics of a cult, Fran?
Yeah, cults usually have an authoritative leader who has the final say in all doctrinal and spiritual matters mm-hmm. and is not to be questioned. Cults usually have extra-biblical literature that is placed on par with the Bible as being authoritative. Mm-hmm. Now, Christians, we have extra-biblical literature. We have books by Billy Graham and Chuck Swindoll.
Right.
But we don't say, in order to understand the Bible, read this book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So a cultist has extra-biblical literature. The Jehovah's Witnesses have the Watchtower, the Awake. The Mormons have the Book of Mormon. The Unification Church has Sung Young Moon's Divine Principle. And I can go on and on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fran, do Jehovah's Witnesses have their own translation of the Bible?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. They have the New World Translation of the Bible, which is a very distorted translation.
Oh.
It's one that there's no Greek scholar at all who would recommend that. That's a good question. Can mm-hmm. you show me a list of Greek scholars who approve of the New World Translation?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get them to answer that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Connie, you got to throw questions out at them as well.
Throw questions out.
And
yeah.
Love.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Love. Mm-hmm. Always love.
Right? Always love. That's number one.
Yep. Okay. Call that number, 610-513-5525, or go to www.towertotruth.net, or stop right now and email Fran Sankey at help@towertotruth.net. Fran Sankey, thanks for coming on the broadcast
Thank
today.
Thank you,
You'll
Charlotte.
Have to come back again. We
I
can go on
it.
And on
oh,
and on.
Oh, we can.
Yes, yes. And I hope someday maybe we could get you a 15-minute broadcast of your own and just do cults.
Great. I'd love
exciting.
To do that.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.